When Dylan Roof opened fire at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina this week, he took aim at an icon of the civil rights movement. The African Methodist Episcopal Church has been a pillar of the black community in this country for more than 200 years, not just in Charleston, but all across the U.S., including here in Seattle. The First AME Church is Seattle's oldest black church. It's also one of the largest. And since the shooting on Wednesday, First AME has opened its doors to people who want to mourn this tragedy. Pastor Kerry G. Anderson leads that congregation. He's in our studio now. Welcome so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
The pastor of Emmanuel AME Church died in the Wednesday attack. As an AME pastor yourself, I imagine that this tragedy hits very close to home. First of all, how are you holding up?
Well, thank you for asking. Of course, this is a tragedy for all of us, and no one comes to Bible study expecting to be shot and killed. Bible study is an open opportunity for people within the congregation as well as without to come in. And this young man was probably welcomed and embraced and was engaged in the Bible study itself. And it's just a tragedy to see what has happened.
I understand you knew some of the folks in Charleston.
The AME Church is a connectional church, and as such, we come together on many, many occasions. And so the Reverend Pinckney was a colleague as well as an acquaintance.
I've heard that after you got the news of the Charleston shooting, the first call that you had was from Seattle Police Chief O'Toole. What did she say to you?
I was on my way to Fairbanks, Alaska to do some work with our AME church there. And en route to the airport, Chief O'Toole called me to express her condolence and her concerns and to let me know and to let our congregation know, as well as the black church at large, that SPD is standing available to serve in any way, in any capacity.
Do you expect to have any kind of police presence outside the church on Sunday?
We have alerted our security detail to beef up its security measures, and that involves looking at bags, backpacks, those types of things. Ordinarily, that is not an issue, or is it a concern? We ask people to come as they are.
Yeah, you don't expect that sort of violence to be taking place. There was a vigil last night outside the Seattle AME Church. What did people say? What were you hearing from parishioners?
Actually, I cut my trip short.
Oh, so you weren't there.
And so I got to Fairbanks 2 a.m. and then turned right around to catch the next flight back. So I got back late last night. But while in Fairbanks, my team, along with my office, constructed and developed the format for the program.
You'll give the sermon Sunday, correct?
I will give the sermon at all three of our services.
What do you plan to say?
Let's continue to keep our foundational hope and love alive.
Are you worried about different kinds of responses other than foundational love?
We're asking God to heal the land. And to heal the land and support the community, it's going to take dialogue. And so what we're looking for in the next few days is to sponsor, along with other community-based organizations and faith-based organizations, a roundtable dialogue to talk about hate crimes and racial impact and community impact.
Some folks have labeled what happened in Charleston terrorism. Do you use that word?
It is certainly not foreign to us in the African-American community, because you don't have to look overseas to see terrorism. Terrorism is being hunted down and arrested, accosted, and being shot just because you're a black male. And so terrorism is not foreign to our vocabulary.
This week has been a heady one in this country after the revelations about Rachel Dolezal in Spokane and then the shooting in Charleston. That issue of race and racial identity in America is in the forefront. But I'm wondering, for you, a man of God, after what's happening, how has everything changed the way you might feel when you take the pulpits on Sunday?
Every time we get an opportunity to proclaim the word of God, it gives us an opportunity to express the magnitude of God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy, and to implore and to deepen the hearts of our people. Never give up. Never give up.
Do you never doubt that?
Never. I wouldn't be preaching. My preaching would be in vain if I didn't believe it myself. And so I've lived long enough, pastored long enough, have been a Christian long enough to know that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I think what is important for the Christian and the faith believer to understand is we don't stick our head in the sand, but we rise up, we speak up, we stand up, and we move forward to become the change that we want to see.
And this is what you'll tell your parishioners.
This is exactly what we proclaim every Sunday.
Kerry G. Anderson is pastor of First African Methodist Episcopal Church, First AME Church. It's Seattle's first and oldest African-American church, and they'll be holding services this weekend on Seattle's Capitol Hill and at the Second Congregation in Kent. We thank you very much, and we extend our condolences to you.
Thank you so much.